Podcast Mentor of the Month recording. This is Stuart Anderson. This month, we listen in on one of our only presenters to have been on the Crown Council annual event stage more than once. Andy Andrews has been hailed by the New York Times as a modern-day Will Rogers, who has quietly become one of the most influential people in America. Andy Andrews is an internationally known speaker and novelist whose combined works have sold 3.5 million copies worldwide. He's been received at the White House and has spoken at the request of four different presidents of the United States. Andy joined the Crown Council annual event on two separate occasions, once in 2010 and again in 2016 at the 22nd annual event. This Mentor of the Month recording is the audio recording of Andy on stage presenting to the Crown Council membership at the 22nd annual event in Salt Lake City. He spends his time on stage sharing what he believes will help dental practices find a way to compete on a level that their competition doesn't even know exists. Enjoy this month's Mentor of the Month with Mr. Andy Andrews.
Help me to understand how you can compete at a level that the competition doesn't even know there's a game going on. There are things that people do not understand about competition and about the marketplace and about increasing what they do. Number one thing they don't understand is everybody competes the same way in everything. I mean, in football, in insurance, in real estate, in dentistry, everybody competes the same way. Now, everybody thinks that the public sees their expertise and that the public sees their value. But unfortunately, the public only sees a broad view of us. To the public, a Mexican restaurant is a Mexican restaurant. They all got tacos. They're all within 25 cents of each other. Where do you want to go? If you ask an insurance guy, why should I go with you? He will tell you about the product that they represent, and he'll tell you the service, and he'll tell you the price, and he'll tell you the history of the company and what they do to service the. And then if you go to another insurance guy and say, why should I go with you? If you listen closely, you'll realize he's telling you exactly the same thing. It may be different terms, maybe slightly different price, it's different voice, different guy, but it's the same thing. Every football coach in America, every football coach at some point during the season says a version of this to their team, from the mini-mites to the NFL. Today, I want everything you got. I want 100% of you. I don't want just 100% of you for the whole 3 hours we're in the stadium. I hadn't even got to have 100% of you mentally and emotionally and physically, your heart. I ain't got to have 100% for the 60 minutes on the clock. But for 10, 11, 12 minutes total, 4, 5, 6 seconds at a time, from the time that ball is snapped to the whistle is blown, if you can give me everything you got from the snap to the whistle, we got a good opportunity to win this game. Now, that sounds good because it's true. It's true. But the problem with it is that the coach on the other side of the field just told his team the same thing. And so even if you really are better than them, the best you can usually hope to do is to beat them every time by a little bit. But if you could legitimately figure out, yeah, you got to be good at the fundamentals. You got to be good at blocking and tackling and running. You got to be good at the fundamentals. But if you can legitimately figure out how to compete from the whistle till the next snap of the ball, while everybody else is just standing around, you'll run them off the field. And we're doing it in football. We're doing it with the military. We're doing it in business. You can do it. I can explain this very easily. We ain't got a ton of time. But you got to understand, number one, that your secret weapon is you. It's your culture. Crown Council has done, you guys have done something astounding here, because you're separating yourself from the pack in a way that most people don't understand is happening. And so your ability to be better is very critical. I see your list of speakers and all like this. And I appreciate you guys having me back. And I promise you that if you have me back the next 25 years, I wouldn't say the same thing again. Because I'm learning, man. I'm learning. I'm trying to figure stuff out. By the way, if you have your cell phones, I know that somebody's probably told you to keep them put away or turned off or whatever, and do that for the other speakers. But if you want to have your cell phone out, I'm going to tell you something I want you to jot down in a few minutes. So just have your cell phone handy and have it ready. Now, I'm going to lay to waste some things that we have all believed for a while. I'm going to tell you some things that, when you think about it for a minute, they'll be obvious. But I'm going to lay to waste some things that have held us back, and we didn't even know we were shackled, all right? One of the things that is amazing, and I listened to Steve and Greg, and I know that they have a handle on this, is the personal life that, you know, with the Kansas City Royals this year winning the World Series, okay? Well, your general manager, Dayton Moore, called me after the game and said, "It worked. Thanks." And I said, "Dude, I knew it would work." Before it even started working, we had had several conversations a couple of years before where he had told me, now he had come from the Atlanta Braves organization where I'd worked with John Schuerholz for a number of years there, and Schuerholz told him, said, because Dayton Moore called John Schuerholz and said, "I'm going to get fired." You know, they already told him it was career suicide going to Kansas City, because they said, you know, baseball doesn't have a salary cap. In a small market like that, they can't compete, because the Yankees and the Red Sox will spend $250, $300 million a year on the payroll. And if you can't even spend $100 million, you just can't get the hosses. You can't get the players. But see, baseball is a lot like golf. And when I work with the Ryder Cup captains and work with the Solheim Cup captains, one thing I know is that with 150 players on the PGA Tour, there ain't a dime's worth of difference in any of them physically. They can all make every single shot there is to make, and they can turn around and do it left-handed or opposite-handed. You know, Tiger Woods bouncing the ball on the club head and then hitting it out of the air. They can all do that. They all do that. They'll do it on the practice range. I mean, they were aggravated that Tiger got on TV doing it, because everybody thinks that only Tiger can do it. They can all do that. Not a dime's worth of difference in them physically, but mentally, that's the deal. And as we see with Tiger after that Thanksgiving Day, it's not an injury, it's your mind. Okay? And so, when Dayton Moore called John Schuerholz and he said, "You know, I'm going to get fired here," John said, "Call Andy Andrews." And Dayton said, "Who is this?" He said, "Remember the book I gave you? Remember the traveler's gift? Remember the notice?" He said, "Oh, okay." And he said, "So he's a baseball guy?" And John said, "Well, I think he played Little League." And he said, "Man, I got to have a baseball guy. We have a turnaround." And John said, "I'm telling you, just call him. It will not be advice that you get anywhere else, and I would not know how to tell you what he might see." And so I have this conversation with him, and it's clear as a bell to me, because he said, "These kids are going to get me fired." And I said, "What do you mean they're going to get you fired?" He said, "We have incredible players. They're unbelievable athletes." He said, "We've been horrible for years. We have nothing but first-round draft choices." He said, "These guys can do anything on the baseball field." I said, "And then," or he said, "And then one day, my shortstop can't catch."